We're about to begin a brand new sugya, and this is the first of the many, many sugyas relating to really what the heart and soul of the beginning of the second breath of Kedusha is known for, and those are sugyas of shlichus. So shlichus is one of those topics, which we call it the Rakula type of topics, and it's much lumdus, much relevance, both in terms of mamish lumdus, in terms of maisa lumdus. So let's see if we can begin on daf mem aleph and aleph, the first of the shlichus sugyas. So the Gemara begins, we're going to pick it up from about 10 lines up from the bottom. First word line is Rotze. And the Gemara poses the question, what is the source for the principle of shlichus? After all, the Mishnah records that shlichus works both in terms of the man being Mekadosh HaYadei Shliach, in terms of the woman being Mekudesh HaYadei Shliach. Clearly, shlichus is the principle of Min HaTorah. It's going to impact whether the couple is married and love of their Eisa. So where does it come from? What's the source? The sign went to the Braisa. Vishilach Malamich who osa shaliach. Vishilcha Malamich he osa shaliach. Vishilach Vishilcha Malamich shaliach osa shaliach. So, from a series of three different words of nuances, parts of words, in the parish of Gittin, Vishilcha Mibesa, the Torah uses the word Vishilach to describe Gerishin. The Torah could have just as easily written Vigirsha Mibesa, or the husband based on some other phrase. So the word Vishilach, Vishulcha, is used to add this connotation of Shlichus. And from one part of the word we derive that he can make a Shliach, another part from the extra hay, perhaps she can make the Shliach, perhaps from the Vav, the Shliach can make a Shliach. This is Machlekes and Rishonim, just how to break down exactly what the drushes are, but for our purposes, the bottom line is that Shlichus works, at least in the realm of Gittin. So it says the Gemara, Ashkan Begevishin Bekedushin Menon. So I understand that shlichus works for a get, because that's what the pasuk is written. How do you know we can extrapolate to Kedushin, which is the topic of our Mishnah? So the Chitem of the Elef Megevishin. Well, maybe we could derive from Gevishin. Now, how would we derive from Gevishin? We call it Mematzinu. When we try to derive details of one halacha to another halacha, so that's called the Mematzinu. The only problem is the Mematzinu has to be exact. That if that area of halacha that we're deriving from is fundamentally different, or at least has some important component that's different, that will prevent us from comparing one to another. The Gemara stops and tracks and says, Mala Gevishin, you want to derive just as there's a din of shlichus by Gevishin, there's a din of shlichus by Kedushin. No? The Gemara says, not true. Mala Gevishin can yeshan via korcha. It's easier to be Megarish a woman than to be Kaddish a woman. To be Megarish a woman, you don't even need Hadas in the Torah. To be Kaddish a woman, you need Hadas. So since it's easier to affect the Chalais Gevishin than the Chalais Kedushin, just because the Torah enables us to make a get by Yedei Shliach doesn't mean we can derive Kedusha Yedei Shliach. So Gemara says, you're right, a Mematzinu is not a good source. Amakra, V'yotza V'hoysa, Makash Avayi Letzia. Rather than a Mematzinu, it's a Hekish. Hekish when two didn't work are the same Pasuk. Ma Yitzia Mashra Shliach, just as going out, namely a get, Shlichus is an option. Af Havayi Nami Mashra Shliach. So too, for Kedushin, Shlichus is good as well. And the Gemara goes on and says, and how do you know shlichus in other areas? And the Gemara runs to Truma, then the top of the mouth, and the Gemara runs to Kachim, and again, as the sigil will develop in the future sigils, we'll hopefully talk a little bit more about the things. When all the dust settles, the Gemara says, we have a pasuk. Not only one pasuk, we have multiple pasukim, two pasukim, three pasukim, a series of pasukim that all highlight the same halachic principle called shlichus, shluchus am kibbutzim. So shlichus is a principle that clearly works in the Torah, in Gittin, in Kedushin, in Mekach HaMemker, in Truma, in Karbonis, just about everywhere. So today's Shia, today's the first sugya that we're going to discuss, strangely enough, are not all the multitudes of cases where shlichus does work, but the one sole case where shlichus doesn't work. And strangely enough, not in the Gemara itself, it's a Dovah Poshet Ad Me'od, the Rishonim write it as a Milsa de Peshita Ad Me'od, it's not even up for discussion. Of course, shlichus doesn't work, but the lumdus as to why shlichus doesn't work in this particular area of halacha we haven't yet identified, we're about to identify, the lumdus as to why shlichus does not work is going to set the stage for much of the lumdus that we're going to have in terms of shlichus. Many and many of the things we're going to talk about shlichus over the next couple of shiurim, weeks, and I don't want to say months, but probably months. So a lot of the things we're going to begin to develop some of the yeseldos right here and now in discussing where shlichus is not effective. Where is this mysterious area of halacha that shlichus is not effective? We have to look in the Rishonim for that. But what I did was, instead of putting the Rishon on the Ma'am Kamos, I put the Ketzos in the Ma'am Kamos. And today's goal was to learn, hopefully, at least one Ketzos, preferably two Ketzos in today. And by learning the Ketzos' presentation of the Rishonim's comments on this topic, we will get our feet wet in terms of this basic sugya. So the Ketzos, the Ketzos in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, there are two different Ketzos on the Ma'am Kamos. So one of them is in Simen Kuf Pei Beis. Hope it's, is it marked on top, which is which? Can you tell? Okay, so the Kuf Pei Beis and Katan Aleph. So the Ketzos makes reference to the famous kasha that Tosfos read. There comes a Ketzos. Kuf Pei Beis, Katan Aleph. The Chol Dover Shluch Shom Kevosei. Kosel the Tosfos read in Kedushin. The Tosfos read quotes the following question, because the read was a Rishon. Yesh Makshin. For those who ask the question, Im Kein. The Chol Dvar Mitzvah Yoav HaShaliach. Shlichut should work for all Dvarim Shem Mitzvah. V'yayma Adam L'chaveira. A person should have the ability to say to his friend as follows. Shave B'sukkah Avuri. Please do me a favor. I don't want to sit in the sukkah tonight. You sit in the sukkah, have me in mind. You be my shaliach to sit in the sukkah for me. Or, Hanach Tfilin Avuri. Why do I have to get up early for davening tomorrow? You get up early for davening. You put on tefillin, and you be my shaliach to put on tefillin. Lama lo. What's wrong? If I can send the shaliach to be Mekadish and Isha, I can send the shaliach to be Ma'afrish Tumas and Isis, I can send the shaliach to be Shachin Mekom and Pesach, why can't, conceptually, why can't I send the shaliach to put tefillin off me, deep matzah for me? That's the Tosfos Ritz Kasha. Says the Tosfos Ritz, V'lav Milsahi. Says, no, not a good point. It's not a good Kasha. He says, why? Sheha mitzvah sheshchivay ha-bokom lasos begufo. A mitzvah that the Rebbeinu Shalom obligates us to do with our guf, with our body. Heyach yifter hu aydei shlucho, for hu lo yaseh klum. It's inconceivable that you could do a mitzvah shebegufo, aydei shliach, and you do nothing. So the Tosfos hasn't answered yet. He just made it clear that it can't be. He said, don't think that this is a real, don't think this is, anyone thinks, ooh, taka, not a bad tzvar. I can get up late tomorrow morning. So Chalila said to us, it's not real. But he hasn't yet explained why not. What is not real about it? Wherein lies the conceptual difference between shlichus for tefillin and shlichus for kiddushin? So, does we continue? Fada, begerishin v'kiddushin mahani ki hu amegarish v'lo hashaliach. Says by gerishin, by a get, I understand that shlichus works because even though the baal is not doing the maisa gerishin, he is still the megarish. Something is happening to him. How do I know that something's happening to him? Shekoisei beget on a plonis plonis. What does it say in the text of the get? It says that I, that's the Baal speaking, I, Reuben the Baal, I'm divorcing my wife from plonis. So even though the delivery of the get is being done by the shaliach, but the Baal is at least there. He's having something to do with it. It's relating to him. It's some shaychus to him. He's still part of the general picture. V'cheinami. Aisha, let's say a person appoints a shaliach in terms of kiddushin, so the Baal doesn't show up for the chuppah. He's in New York, the chasna is in California, he can't afford the trip. He's sitting in New York, he appointed a shaliach in Shoin. So even though it's true that the Baal is not doing anything vis-a-vis the ma'isa kiddushin, but lemihi mekudeshes, but who is she married to? Ki imloi, she's married to him. Lo v'davav, she's married to him. V'chein b'truma, says the Tosfos Ritz. Who knows that true? We pay raisav. Even though the Maisa Frosh's tomb is being done by the agent, by the Shaliach, but it's the fruit of the Balabas who is being taken away and being handed over to the Kohen. The Chen B'Pesach, who Oichel, V'al Shmo Yishach V'Zer Kadam. When it comes to Kavan Pesach, also those are the four cases, he just rattled the four cases in the Gemara. When it comes to Kavan Pesach, so the Kavan Pesach is called his Kavan Pesach, and proof positive that it's called his Kavan Pesach, he didn't do the Shlita. Who eats the Korban Pesach? He eats the Korban Pesach. So they're the common denominator of all four cases of shlichos. All four gzeskos of shlichos in Kedushin and Malach. Gerushin, Kedushin, Truman, Korban Pesach. Even though the ma'is is being done by the shaliach and the mishaleach, the Baal is nowhere near, but there's something that he walks away with. Either he walks away with a wife, he walks away with food is taken away from him, he walks away with the Korban Pesach deed, or he walks away with a piece of paper that has his name on it, and he loses his wife. So something happened to use our lingo, is misyaches to the Baal. There's some part of this story that's misyaches that relates back to the Baal. However, aval, he said, this is all in contrast, aval b'sukkah, hachinam yachalom l'shlucha seili sukh v'yoshiba. I can tell my shliach to build a sukh for me, that's great. Aval im yoshiba chaveiro lo kiem huklum, v'chein tzitzis, v'chein chol ha-mitzvahs, ad kan l'shoinoi. He says the text is written in contrast to mitzvah shebegufa. If I call you up and I say, please put on tefillin for me. When you put on tefillin, what am I doing? I'm sleeping. What's Mesiachis doing? I don't have any tefillin marks on my arm. I don't have any. What do I have? I ask you, you go sit in the sukkah for me. What do I have? I tell you, you go eat matzah. I don't have matzah in my stuff. Nothing. I have nothing to speak of. No wife, no truma, no korban pesach. Garnished, b'chi agam, under those circumstances, shlichus and not nischatcha. That's the Yisoyde, Yisoyde from Tosis Rit. That is the line of demarcation between Shlichus on the four cases in the Gemara, Kedushin, Gerushin, Truba, and Pesach, in contrast to Mitzvahs. Comes the Ketzois and says, V'kashali, says the Ketzois, I don't believe him. Why? What's his reason? Da b'shlichus l'dvar aveira, ilav d'goli kra, d'ein shlich l'dvar aveira, havalei b'din shlichus. There is a sugya later on, which hopefully Mr. Shem, we're going to spend a lot of time on. Ein shlich l'dvar aveira. Ho machlekes tanoim the Gemara. If I appoint a shaliach to steal something from me, I appoint a shaliach to kill somebody, I kill a poor shaliach, to do aveiras for me, is the parasha shlich to apply to aveiras or not? So one time it says it does, and most of the tanoim say it doesn't. So frektik tesek hasha. Abba zoi, the tesek shabit is right. That shlichus presupposes, the entire parasha of shlichus presupposes the existence of something relating back to the mishaleach. So let's take the worst case scenario. Reuven asks Shimon to kill somebody on his behalf. Reuven tells Shimon, be my shaliach, you be my hitman to kill Levi. So the Gemara machlokes is atanoim, yesh shlichus ein shlichus. Says the Ketzais, what shayach shlichus? What does Reuven have? Even a niach, if Shimon goes in and he kills Levi on behalf of Reuven, what does Reuven have to speak of? Reuven has nothing. Nebuch Levi's dead. But Reuven has nothing to speak of. Reuven has nothing. He doesn't have blood, nothing. He's zero. So, Frektik Tzais, if the Tzais is right, that the Tzais of Shlichus doesn't even begin in the absence of something Mesiach is back to Mishaleach, something tangible, something practical and halachic relating back to Mishaleach, what is the Tanoim during us a cup, wasting our time and arguing whether Yesh Shlichus are there or not? Typically, it's obvious there's no shlichus of Dvar Veira, because there's no shlichus b'chlal, because this is not shlichus b'chlal. The parasha of shlichus doesn't apply under these circumstances. That's the kasha of the Ketzes, famous kasha of the Ketzes. And he says, to make matters even worse, says the Ketzes, Uva Shammai Hazokin, one Tana, Shammai, the leader of Shammai, was of the opinion, Svirulei, the Osa Shlich Laro, the Shlich Sam Kemaisa. Shammai's opinion was the minority view that we don't accept, the Tacha Yeshlich Dvar Veira. How could it be? If he had a Mishalech, I said, clue. The Mishalech didn't do anything. That's the kasha against the Tzitzis Rit. So obviously the Tzitzis has to search for another approach to what is it about Mitzvah Shebegufo that separates Mitzvah Shebegufo from Truma, Gittin, Kedushin, etc. So comes the Tzitzis and says, I'll tell you what the answer is. V'anir l'fini is da'iti in the next paragraph, says the Tzitzis. V'anir l'fini is da'iti b'zeh. Kevin the shliach shlarim kemaisai lo aminan ela b'midei deyasiya da'az havalei maise shlucha kemaisai. Says the Ketzais, shlusham kemaisai, parasha shlich is a discussion on maise. A shliach does a maise, he gives a ring. A shliach does a maise, he hands a gift. A shliach does a maise, he's mafish chumash. A shliach does a maise, he shechts karam pesach. Maise of Shimon can relate back to Reuven. Aval b'midei deleika asiya is the shayach the parish of shlichus by things which don't involve asiyas. There's no ma'aseh to speak of. So he says no. Lo amin shlichus kemaisai. There's no such thing. And I'll prove to you. Says the Ketzais. Let's do an interesting raya from a Gemara Masechet Nedarim. When she calls about Rosh b'Perushim l'Nedarim, b'had the oisah shlich l'hafer nidre ishtai. The Gemara has a whole discussion at the end of Nedarim. A fellow wants to be mefer the nedarim of his wife. His wife took a neder, she's not going to eat any bread, she's not going to eat any meat. The Torah says that if a husband hears the neder, b'yom shamo, he can be mefer the neder. You can say, mufalo. It's not a Torah's nedarim, it's a forest nedarim. Hatarah Sedarah means you have to go to Beis Din, you have to give a whole speech, a whole story. Hafarah Sedarah means if it's something that's either what's called Devarim Shebedol Abino, her neder affects him, or it's what's called Inu Nefesh, it's something that is painful for her, it's going to be hard for her. So the husband has a right, with no reason, no justification, Mufaloch, finished, the neder is cancelled. So the Gemara raises the Shaila, a husband's going out of town. He wants to appoint somebody else to be made for the nadar for his wife. So not so simple. Doesn't work. So he asks the Rush, why doesn't it work? What's the problem? Why don't you say Shushan Kamai say by a forest nadar? So comes the Rush, continues, because of Shams El Shaina, Ushmias Apitrapis, even though the husband appointed somebody in charge to hear the nadar of his wife and to be made for them, any Kishmias Abal, that's not the equivalent of the husband hearing the nadar. Fiapa Bisha Soshlik Lahafer. The bemile de memela lo shayach mina shlichus ad kal shaynai. Zok the Rush in the Darim, shlichus works on maisim. Shlichus doesn't work on things which happen by themselves. Hearing something, it's not a maisa. So the baal v'shama isha v'yom shama. The husband has to hear the neder in order for the neder to become subject to hafara. The hearing of the shlich, the hearing of the rapatrabas, l'mal v'lamayrin. You can't appoint a shaliach to hear for you. You can appoint a shaliach to be mafish tuma for you. You can't appoint a shaliach to hear for you. Okay?
If you can't appoint to hear, you can't appoint to speak. Hearing, speaking should be parallel.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Speaking is much more active than hearing. Okay, it's already a call to a cool nigashah, just how active speaking is. But let's take stick with the Rush Midrash. Meanwhile, the Rush tells us that, mil de b'meil l'shah shlichas. So what's the catch? So far, does anyone need to see the direction the place is going in? So far, he's heading into a brick wall. Why?
Just the goof will have action.
Mixing should have reactions. I'm appointing a shlich, not to a man. I'm appointing a shlich to put on film for me. I'm appointing him to eat matzah for me. He's sitting this supper for me. So where's the place taking us? So he's hinging on a Gemara Maseches Nedarim. We're not sure which direction he's going in yet. He hasn't ended yet. Umishum hachi. Ketzayis continues. This is like, it's like what you call vintage ketzayis. It's a classic. This is classic ketzayis. Mishum hachi, the Pesach, the Kiddush, the Gerish. Havalei maisa shaliach kemaisai, uchiluhu be'atzma shachar ha-Pesach. When I appoint a shaliach to shachar on Pesach, it's I did the maisa. V'chein v'kiddush v'gerish, in kilu ha-baal atzma nosa v'kiddush v'gerish. V'chein l'man di yomer shlich et v'aveira, du b'mida de maisa, it's like I pulled the trigger, v'shach mini de shlich. So where does tefillin and sukkah and everything else part ways? So you have to pay mamish every word. This ketzayis mamish kosher in the olam yeshivas. So they could sit and hover over a ketzayis mamish for hours. Some yeshivas for days, some for weeks. Sit in a ketzayis is mamish a kodesh kadoshim. They say that it's called the name of the kotzka. Usually don't call it kotzka, but they say the name of the kotzka that right before the kiyah shofar. His hachonis for tekiyah shofar was he would take out a ketzayis and he would read a piece in ketzayis. He said that at the moment of tekiyah shofar, he wanted to be as close in MS to the kisya kavod as he can get. He said that was the closest. He said, read it, that amkus, the emes at tayrus emes at the field, the balak ketzayis hachayshin, that's how we prepare for tekiyah shofar. We haven't yet tried that in Rosh Hashanah. Maybe one year we'll try that. But at least now, on a good winter night, it's a cold night. So this is the Emes. This is Kizikov. This is the Emes Labita. We have to just understand it. So comes the Ketzayis and he says, Aval b'tfilin, k'shaliach meniach ha-tfilin, ha-nocha zu shehi asiya, chosha kilu m'shaliach ha-sa nocha zu. I'll tell you a secret, says up to Ketzayis. When I call up Reuben, I say, Reuben, do me a favor, I'm tired tomorrow morning, I'm going to sleep late tonight, I'm not getting up in the morning, I'm tired for davening. Do me a favor, please, put on tefillin for me. When Reuben does the Maisa Nochas tefillin, I did the Maisa Nochas tefillin. I did the Maisa of Nochas tefillin. Because Shlichus works in Maisa. So what's the problem? Avalakati, listen to this one, says it says. Avalakati lo yiniach ha-tefillin, al roshay, ela al rosh luchay. The Maisa Hanochas Tefillin was done by the Mishaleach, but where was the Tefillin placed? Where was the Tefillin placed, if I say? I did a Maisa Hanochas Tefillin up in Yenim's cup, on somebody else's head, on Shimon's head, because there's no way in the world we can call Shimon's body my body. The Ein Gufa Shaliach Nasa, Kegufa Mishaleach. Why is that impossible? There's no way in the world that Shimon's head becomes my head, because for Shimon's head to be my head, what would that be a violation of everybody saying? What is that? To turn Shimon's head into my head, what's that called? Is that called a Maisa? Is that called a Midei? What's the opposite of a Maisa? It's not a Mamela. That's just a statement of Mamela. Maisa means, that's called a Maisa. My head, your head, that's called a Midei de Mamela. So just as the Rush told us in the Durham, the Shmias Apotropos, the Shmias of the Shliach, is not labeled as the Shmias Abalt, it's the Midei de Mamela, so to the Guf HaShliach cannot become transformed to become the Guf HaShliach. The Maisa Asiyas Anochas Tvilim can be transformed, but the Guf can't be transformed. Therefore, since it can't be transformed, came to the Midei de Mamela Shach Ben HaShlichus, Umishum Hachi, Betzitzis, Utvilim, Vesukah, even though the emes is that the asiyas hashliach is the asiyas hashliach, the mishaleach did a maisa yeshiva besukah for whatever that's worth. Came with the guf shlucha lo habik gufo lo asa ha maisa the gufo the guf shluchai. That means I caused Shimon to eat in the sukkah. I caused Shimon to put tefillin on his body. I caused Shimon to wear tzitzis. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that my guf should be wearing tefillin. My guf should be eating himself. My guf should be consuming matzah. My guf should be holding a lulav. Since the nature of mitzvah shebe gufa are such that my guf has to do the mitzvah, shlichus from today till tomorrow, shlichus is chal on the asiyah, but it's not chal on the shini haguf, because it can't be chal on shini haguf, because that's the karlei of the Russian principle in the Dorim. There's no shlichus on the mitzvah de memeila. About the Pesach, the Kedusha, the Gerushin, when it comes to Gerushin, Kedusha, etc., Shchidus HaPesach, Maisa Kedusha Gerushin, Davakilu Asahu, Reu Nigra Maisa, Vidoik. He says, but other things, Kedushin, I don't have to have the goof related to me, a Maisa Kedushin. The post says, Kika Cheshisha, was a Maisa Kika Cheshisha done on behalf of Reuven? The answer is absolutely. Pasha Shlichus Mechadesh, when Shimon does it as the Shliach of Reuven, it's Kilo Reuven did it. V'doik v'tishkach zaktik tzayis, d'hachi hu brira d'hach milsa. He says, this is the emes. We have two edim now. The tzayis and the katz kevot. This emes. This is the emes of pshat. This is why there's no shlich as a mitzvah begufo. Because shlich as a mitzvah begufo would be tantamount to shlich as a memela, and that's an impossibility. So we have a major machloikis now in the tzayis. It's written against the tzayis. What is the ultimate chisaron in shlich as a mitzvah begufo? Does the chisaron of shlichus mitzvah begufo emanate from the fact that in order for shlichus to take effect, you have to have something that relates back to the mishaleach, and that's the ultimate chisaron, that's the ultimate deficiency. Mitzvah begufo doesn't have that criteria, doesn't have that characteristic. What do I say now? That the chisaron, the deficiency in shlichus mitzvah begufo is that you can only have shlichus on a maise, you can't have shlichus on a memela, and to transform one guf to another person would be a violation of a shlichus to memela. But he needs the rush to explain why your goof can't be my goof, because there's no shit from your mail, or else it would be good else that. So, basically, I'll ask a funny question. Mm-hmm. Who here thinks that there's a machloikis tais rin mitzvahs? Nobody. I just said it's a machloikis. We asked the kasha, why is it our shlichus mitzvah begufo? Tais rin gave one reason. The tzais discounted that reason, gives another reason. So, can someone tell me what else that called not a machloikis? Two different reasons. The tzais clearly doesn't accept tais rin's answer. Tais rin went fishing for another answer, didn't buy it. It's a machloikis, no? No one's willing to commit themselves to that. Who knows why I'm asking that question? No one remembers? It's a trivia. Sobolowski family, a trivia. Why am I asking that question? That question almost got me into a significant trouble. It was... I think my wife's talking to somebody in the kitchen. I don't want to hear it too loud. Our shidduch was hinging upon whether this was a machlokes or not. Maisa shahaya kachoya. I for sure told the story over the show once, tell it over again. Okay. Over the last 13 years, I must have told it over. The first Shabbos, when I went out to California to meet my in-laws to be, we weren't engaged yet. We were almost engaged. I'd already met my father-in-law once, but he had been in New York. He wouldn't have waited so long until he made his rounds. So I went to go meet my mother-in-law. I went there for Shabbos as the friend of Roni Samet. That was my covering show. Roni's a friend from Yeshiva. Okay, so what? I was 8 years old, but I'm a friend. Okay, Shabbos. I come to California, and you know, those who know my father-in-law, everyone around here, knows full well that by the end of Shabbos, he already got me up to say a shiur. So I was saying a shiur, knowing who I was, everyone probably had figured out who I was at that point, and he gets me to say a shiur. So in the shiur, it was related somehow, I don't even know how we got into this topic, talking about mitzvah shibbukh shlich, so mitzvah shibbukh shlich. So in the middle of the shiur, so I started to say over, I said over this tzitz is written, I said over this tzitz, the pros and cons, the riot, kashmir, so I talk about tzitz written, tzitz. There was a Rosh Hashiva from Eretz Yisrael, an older man, in the 80s. Rosh Hashiva from Slobodka B'nai Brach, one Rosh Hashiva from Slobodka. I imagine he was in L.A. to raise money. I'm just guessing, in hindsight, that's probably why he was there. And he was sitting there listening to the shiur, and he got very upset. And he raised his voice in the middle of the shiur, and he says, how can you say such a thing? How can you say this is a machlokes that Tzitz is written in the Ketzais? Tzitz is written as a Rishon, Tzitz is an Acharon. How can he say the Machlokes Tzitz is written in the Ketzais? So all eyes turned, and 29-year-old kid who was trying to impress his future father-in-law, and I'm getting attacked by someone 85 in Rosh Hashiva in Slovakia, Bnei Brak. So I fumfked a little bit, and I said, I'm not saying it disrespectfully, I'm just saying that Tzitz Rit said one thing. The Ketzais said, I don't like what Tzitz Rit is saying, I'm saying something else. I'm not sure what else to call that except for a Machlokes. And he wasn't so happy about what I was saying. I don't know what he wanted from me. I said, the Ktsais. It's all right. The Ktsais is real. Don't call him. Call it something else. But it's a Machlokes. You can't have Machlokes. Nachman and Rishon have it all the time. So I didn't understand what he wanted. Anyway. So the Ma'is said, it's a Machlokes. That's real. The Ktsais. Baruch Hashem. All's well. It ends well. By the end of, by the next day, see, in today's world, this is already, this 23 plus years ago, in today's world, the second Shabbos would have been over, this would have already have gone viral. So here, in yesterday's world, it took till Sunday morning, till I get a call from a chavrus of mine from New York, who heard from someone in Eretz Yisrael, that there was a little bit of a sichsuch at a shiur between me and an 85-year-old Rosh Hashiva about the place that's written in the Ketzais. So they want to know what the scoop was, what was going on. First of all, what was I doing in L.A. in the first place? So that blew the cover. And number two, what was I doing? How getting to Machlokes with one of Rosh Hashiva from Slobodka about a place to be in the Ketzais? So the Machlokes is covered, everyone should do whatever it is, I don't know, whatever, everyone should be, whatever. But the bottom line is, if I did to Machlokes, I'd be in the Ketzais, and Ketzais would have to be one way, and the Ketzais sucked as I, and Baruch Hashem were happily married, everyone should remain good. But the mice that's a Machlokes, I'd be in the Ketzais. So Rabbeisai, this Machlokes that is written in the Ketzais is going to set the stage for us for another major, major question related to Shlichus. And we're going to, I guess we could say now we're not even learning Kedusha anymore, we're learning this Shlichus right now. So let's take a look at another Ketzais, the second Ketzais, put on the Maamar Kaimus. It's in Simon Shinpei Beis. Shinpei Beis and Kotan Beis. We need a little bit of background just to be able to appreciate where this is coming from and then try to put the pieces of the puzzle together. The Gemara said, tells us the Maseches Chulin that tells a story about a fellow who shechted a bird. We know the mitzvah is when you shecht a bird, you have a mitzvah of Kisi Adam. And the Sheikh has first crafts to do the mitzvah of the Shach, the Chazdav, the Chazdav, the Afar. The special Chus HaTorah that the Sheikh gets to do Kisi Adam. Ma'aseh Shehayah, Reuben shechted a bird, and Shimon jumps in and steals the mitzvah from Reuben. How do you steal Kisi Adam from somebody? Ma'aseh, so what do you do? You take the dirt and throw it on. You bump the guy out, you tackle the guy, throw the dirt on Sheikh. So Ma'aseh Shehayah. So the case came to Rabbi Gamliel, and the Sheikh was fuming. The Sheikh is screaming at the Ganim and saying, you stole my mitzvah. And the Ganim is saying, how much you want me to pay for the mitzvah? What's it worth? So the Sheikh says, I don't know, what's it worth? So the Ganim, I'm not paying anything, it doesn't mean market value. So they came to Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel said, who's right? How would you posture the Sheikh? Who's right? Is the Ganim right or is the Sheikh right? No. So the others, they're both right. that on the one hand, the Shechet wants some reimbursement, on the other hand, how much? How are you going to put a price tag? We just heard about this in Motzei Shabbos. There's no price tag on mitzvahs. How are you going to put a price tag on mitzvahs? So comes the Gemara and says, you're right. Nidda Raisa, we can't make the God of pay. You know what? It's not a davar shel be'er, it's not a davar shel mamish, there's no gneiva on the mitzvahs. But with the Rabbanan, we can make a knas, we can penalize them. And Chibra Gamliel Yedzuvim. Rav Gamliel made a knas that if you steal Yerim's mitzvah, you have to pay 10 zuvim. And then the Gemara goes on to say, this is not only about Kisit, but other mitzvahs also. The Gemara gives, let's say, an example. Someone's about to lead the benching. And somebody else bowls over the mezamen and steals the benching. So you may have to pay 40 zuvim. Because you stole 4 brachas from him. You stole the benching, and you stole the hazan sakol, and the zuman, and the boner shah. Again, whole sugya enough for now. So there's a potential knas value that's placed with the rabbanan mitzvahs. So with this background, the Rosh quotes a famous ma'aseh from the days of Rabbi Natan. Ma'aseh shoya kachoyu, that was a fellow who had a baby, he's about to make a bris. He calls up the moel, tells the moel to come to shul that morning. You'll be the moel to do the bris. The moel's getting ready, he's getting his knife already, he's saying as Yoshir, verse by verse for everybody. All of a sudden, what happens? Some other guy from the crowd comes running up, bowls over the moel, grabs the baby away, and does the bris. I'm not taking too long. That's right. It couldn't have been a Cassidy bris, it's taking too long. Okay? So now what? So who's fuming right now? Who's fuming?
Father.
I can see a lot of people. I would say the number one fuming person is probably the mother. She's probably willing to kill everybody. I would say the father's probably pretty upset right now. And who's leading the pack of the Din Torah? The mom. You stole a mitzvah. I was about to get ready. I'm saying, Hini mucham dum l'shem. I already said, Pinchas ben olav v'naran ha-kohen. I'm getting my knife ready. And the other guy stole my mitzvah from me. So I'm taking the Din Torah. I want to get paid 10 zuvim. So this ma'aseh shehoyek achoyek came from Rabbi Natan. You see what the crazy things, even in the Middle Ages, some people are nuts. So comes the Rosh and quotes this ma'aseh in Maseches Chulin. So Rabbi Natan gave a whole bunch of different reasons why maybe, why we don't have to be mechayev again. Maybe, not for now. Rabbi Natan's reasons are going to be dealt. We want to get to the punch of the Rosh. So take a look at the Ktzois, and see if it's Shin Pei Beis, if Kotzen Beis. Zeh Loshen HaRosh Per Kis Yadam. V'lo HaNechtam to Rabbi Natan, even without Rabbi Natan's tangential reasons why maybe there's no Knas here, Zok the Rosh, nearly lemefter HaMoyel. I can path in the Moyel. Why? Even though the father already appointed Moel X, he appointed Rabbi Pliny to do the Mila, lo zocha ba'oise mitzvah, l'chayav acher im kodem v'yasol. Says, the Moel who was asked to do the Mila was never zoicha on the mitzvah. You can only steal something from somebody if it belongs, quote unquote, belongs to them. Just because you were asked by the father to do a bris, you're not zoich in any shape or form in the momentus, it's to happen in any way whatsoever in that mitzvah. And therefore, the quote unquote ganav, nishkin ganav. How in the world is that different than what?
Kisyadam.
Kisyadam, what made you zoich on Kisyadam? It's different. For lo domi le kisu, di amr teira, vishafach le kisa, vishafach ichasa. So the Rosh, when it comes to Kisi Adam, so who is Mezaka you in the midst of Kisi Adam? The Torah Kedosha? Because the Torah says, V'shafach v'chisa, Misha shafach v'yichasa. So once you are Zoyche on the schus of doing Kisi Adam, the other guy is a ganav. Now, the Rosh continues. V'chein ha'av shechayev lomu as b'no, v'rotza l'molo. What would the din be? Not the case of Rabbi Natan. What would the din be if it's not the moil who was asked to do the bris? The father himself is getting ready to do the bris. The father happens to be a moil. He's getting ready to do the bris himself, and somebody bowls over the father and steals the baby and does the bris. Then the Rosh says, then I concede that that's a ganav. You know why? Because the father is zeicha of the bris. Who is mezaka the father in the bris? Jemar Shalom. He has first dips, he has first cracks. A baby is born, the father is the first chus to do the milah. So Zot the Rosh, In cases when the oises ha-mitzvah, the person who's muchanas is a mitzvah, in mammon, this is zeich in the mitzvah, the mechanism to be mezakim the mitzvah is the mitzvah ha-Torah. So when the mitzvah ha-Torah, either in the case of kisi adam, or the mitzvah ha-Torah in the case of the father's chiyuv, then I can understand. Then I can discuss. Then I can negotiate. The other guy's a ganav, we can make him pay 10 zuv. But that's not what happened in the story of the Rabbeinu Tam. What happened in the story of Rabbeinu Tam was, if the father takes backstage, he doesn't want to do the Mila, who is next in line to be Zoyche in the Mila? Who's after the father?
Anybody.
Beisdin, Klal Yisrael, anybody. So what's the difference between the rabbi who was, the Moil was asked to come, and the guy in the audience? They have the same schus to this mitzvah. We state that asking a person to be a Moil has any meaning in Dini Mamanis. Absolutely meaningless in Dini Mamanis. So the only thing that can create a zchus in the mamonis is a tzivah miyuchad ha-Torah, either v'shafach v'kisa, kasha tzivah yisrael l'kima b'rismila. The fact that you were requested by the father, you over somebody else, lo malach lo merid, and therefore he's on equal footing with you. U'bedibush omra av l'maya lo zochem v'mitzvah l'chayv yachim kodmai. And just because the father asked you to do it, az ma'asa z'rosh, ad kan l'shem. Zosh te'in rosh.
Rosh then saying effectively that in the first case, the case that he was bringing, that the father's not making the mitzvah. I mean,
We're getting there. You're leading us up. You're setting up the stage for you.
It doesn't have the memela characteristics that we had before.
Wait. We don't know yet why we're learning this k'tos. Right? We don't know yet the connection between the two k'tos. I mean, you could probably start to guess.
But the Mayal could have gone to work for the last hour and a half.
Oh, like that. So Phil's it. So you're already a lawyer. You're ready to think about all the what do they call it? The extra, what do they call them? Whatever, the other additional costs. So in Okinami, there may be another dintar in the making about, wait a second, I could have gone to work, I could have gone to my business today, what am I wasting time coming to shul eating a bagel? So that's another story.
It sounds like he was coining the right to be the
Mayal. He may have been coining the right to eat a bagel, maybe, I don't know if you're a Mayal. It's me. You may be a real, real maneuver for causing this guy a waste of 2 hours, but between you and me, if it's what's probably called lach mavata makisa shachaveri, if you're on your way to work, let's say you are going to work in the morning, and what do? I lock your door and you can't get out of your house, and you lose 2 hours of salary. So I'm not a very nice guy, but it's going to be very hard for you to get that money back from me. You know why? That's what we call garama, called mavata makisa shachaveri. It's going to be very, very hard to get that money in Bein Shamata. Bein Shamala would be a lot easier, but Bein Shamata is going to be very, very hard. So taking a guy to a din Torah because you made me come to work for 2 hours, I'll lose work for 2 hours, it's not going to get you too far. Okay? So everybody said, let's get back to the case. So the Rosh compared and contrasted two cases, almost three cases. There was Kisi Adam and father, that was one category. And then there was stranger, just appointed Moel, in the other case. One case is a Zoyche, and the other case is no Zoyche. Ad kan devrei Rosh. The Ketos continues. The cost of Hashach. The Shach had the following observation based on this Rosh. Umi divrei Rosh muchach. Demi shehu moyel. Eino Roshai litenes b'no la'achel amolo. It is muchach from this Rosh that if you happen to know how to do milah, you are trained to be a moyel, you are not allowed to give your child over to somebody else to do it. Says the Shach, it's muchach from this Rosh that you have no right to hand over milah to somebody else if you know how to do it yourself. And why does the Shach feel compelled to tell us this? The Kasafti Zeh, this is still the Shach's question. Kasafti Zeh, Lefisha Ra'isi Kama Anoshim Mechabdum Yachlamo Zbenoi. There's a common practice that people are mechabed, a great rav, to be the moel, even though the person himself knows how to do it. Avshim ratzichom lamu, daite mevatla mitzis esei mitzigdel shamila, vishlebezin levatla dover zekal shen. Shach speaks in very, very strong, harsh terms against this practice. If you know how to do it, you better do it yourself and don't delegate it to others. And there's a raya brew from this rush to that effect. Can somebody connect the dots for me, please? Someone tell me what in the world is derived from the Rosh. The Shach might be right, but what does that do with the Rosh? The Rosh is talking about whether a guy is claimed to this chus to do a milah by being asked to be a mile. And the Shach says, Zem fanda, you see from here that if you know how to be a mile, you can't hand off your meal to somebody else. What am I missing? There's a gap. What's the connection living or dead between the two topics? So don't feel bad. We should have police adas, we don't see it right away. Because the next line he says, he says, I have no idea what the Shach is talking about. So, we're not in bad company. But the Ktzos is going to solve this riddle also. We have to go to the next paragraph, skip a little bit to the next paragraph in the Rosh Lofinius Daiti. Comes the Ktzos, and again, comes the Ktzos and says, I'm going to tell you what's Pshat of this Shach. We had the Halakha Shach swore on this Rosh, his Chiddush. Lofinius Daiti, the Midivya Rosh, Shaper Muchach, the Loim Hanishlich, the Mitzvah Mishal Av. You know why? The in name the shluch shom kemoy sebezeh, because if we'll play devil's advocate, if shlichus works for mila, that you can appoint a shliach and it's keilu you did it yourself. Im kain ki hechi de ma'av atzma ratzel emohalo. In the case where the av himself wants to do it, uba'achev the kidmoy and somebody else jumps the gun, the chayav l'shalom esazum. That you agreed to. The rush agreed to that, right? Remember the three cases. In one of the cases, when the father's standing there with the knife and somebody bowls, tackles the father, so the rush concedes you have to pay 10 zuvim to the father. Hachinami, imnasno lishluchai, if the father calls up the moil and says, you be my shaliach to do the bris, kevin de shluch shul kamoisai, umitzvasei alav niskayma de shluch kamoisai, the hashta shiba achiv akadbe de ener shluchai, when the guy bowls down the moil, Hare bigdel mitzvasa, mitzvasa of who? He stole the father's mitzvah. Not the moil's mitzvah. He stole the father's mitzvah. Vayibadim v'sham v'asar zuhuvim. El al korachach l'mahanishlich mitzta'av l'moiloi. We have to digest this ktzayis for a second. Says the ktzayis. I want to know, is there anything wrong? I'm a moil. I don't want to do the bris. I want to be Machabi, the big rabbi to do the bris. Is there anything wrong with that? So what does that depend on? The shlichus apply for bris mila. That's basically what it depends on. If you hold that shluch shom kemoso for bris mila, then what's wrong? So I'm appointing a shlich, big deal. What's the problem? If it's some deep, dark secret you think there's no shlichus on bris, then it'll be problematic. Right? So the Shach said, I'm going to prove to you from the Rosh that shlichus is not toy-faced on bris mila. That the institution of shlichus does not make sense in the context of bris mila. I didn't explain why yet, but I'm going to prove to you from the Rosh. What's the proof? The Rosh is talking about when you steal the bris from somebody, do you pay or not? So in the case when the father is ready to do it, you have to pay because you stole the father's mitzvah. In the case where the shliach is going to do it, you don't have to pay because the shliach, he has no schus in the mitzvah. There's no mechanism to become the mitzvah. Frech the kshach, forget about paying the who, the moil. Pay the father, because you stole the father's mitzvah. What's the answer? Why don't you have to pay the father? Because he wasn't going to get the mitzvah anyway. When he hired Rabbi Plain to do the bris, the father of Balabach was out of the picture. Because there's no shlichus on bris. Im tim tzeloim eshlichus would have applied to bris mila, it should have been paying the father the ten zehuvim. From the fact that the Rosh doesn't mention that, the Rosh is not mesiachis to that, you see, klar, the father is not about dover bechlal, the only din Torah that's even on the radar screen is between mile number one and the ganav. The father is not a bar hochi to take the mile, to take the ganav to din Torah, because b'lav hochi, the father lost it, because there's no shlichus on mila anyway, he already gave up the mitzvah by appointing somebody else. Therefore, since they have a raya brura zaktashach from the Rosh, that there's no shlichus on mila, therefore you have to be an absolute fool to hand over shlich, to hand over mila to somebody else. Because the handing over mila to somebody else, you know how to do it yourself, you lost the mitzvah.
But it's still supposing that the mitzvah is actually the asiyas
hamila. Wait, I didn't yet address why any of this should be true. I just read a text. I read a Rosh in the Sefer Chulin, I read a Shach's observation, I had the two shores, kasha, I didn't see anything, any shape or form what the connection between the two things was. The Ktzayish just explained what it was. And we didn't yet explain conceptually why it should or should not be true. Can anybody be doiche, by the way, this Raya?
So someone gets stuck. So they have to get
stuck.
So if they didn't get
stuck, should that? I don't know why Mila, I have no idea yet why Shlichus doesn't work for Mila. But I just saw the Shach's Raya grew from the Rosh. Who is masking to the Raya of the Shach? Who wants to be arguing with the Raya of the Shach? I won't tell you if you're arguing with the Shach.
Why are you getting rid of the mitzvah even before the action is done? So like in the case where you, for instance, I want to be machabe for somebody else to do it, but only that person. If he doesn't do it, the mitzvah hasn't been done yet. Technically, at any point until he goes and does the mitzvah, I can go and interrupt him and say, "No, I'm going to do the mitzvah myself."
Yeah, but turn around and say that the other guys might the Ghana. Who did he steal from?
He stole it from me.
But I wasn't doing the mitzvah. I wasn't planning on doing the mitzvah anyway.
If you want to go, I could change. I didn't.
Here is the technical question. Maybe he stole the Ghana. So you'll say even though Zolzai that there's no shlichus, he still got it because I didn't lose the mitzvah until the mitzvah was done already.
Well, you're going to say there's no shlichus on the shalom, then you didn't lose the mitzvah until the mitzvah was done because I can't even report it to the mitzvah until after the mitzvah.
No, but the shach and the rush are saying is that the word appointment doesn't mean anything. There's not tefes, that concept of appointment to do a mitzvah, a meal, doesn't mean anything. What it basically means is that the father has basically walked away from the mitzvah. That calling a mile, you walked away, the father has given up rights to that mitzvah. If you hold the Yesh Lichas by Bila, then the father is still very much the owner of that mitzvah, and he should take the Ghana to the interior.
Why can't you just say a little different that either way the Av is getting the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the Shliach and Av, and then it's the Zachin at the Av.
Oh, so Noam say, wait a second. Noam say, wait, 1 second. So I'm saying that the reason why the father doesn't even have a leg to stand on to take you to the interior up is because he didn't lose anything. Because what's the difference whether the shliach that he appointed does it, or whether the ganav did it? After all, the ganav's mitzvahs ultimately on behalf of the father, because the father's the real bachiyuva. So the father's yaitse is mitzvah. You invoke the loaded term zochlam shomufanav in effect. What you really mean to say is it's a shliach without a mini shliach. That's what you really mean to say. Zochlam shomufanav. So you're mechavim the ktsois for the next 3 pages goes down that route. To try to figure out, is that a good dichoy or not a good dichoy? Not bad. Okay. I was looking for something so simple. It was so complicated.
There should be no less than doing shlita and Karev Pesach, no?
Okay, so you're going back to, we have to get to it. You're setting the stage for the conceptual question, why is there no shlita? I'm still trying to figure out, is the Shach's Raya correct?
The Rosh is just talking about the Mohel. He isn't talking about the Av.
Well, why is he not talking about the Av? So the Shach said, he shouldn't be talking about the Av. We have to discover a reason. We have to create a reason why he's not talking about it. And the Shach came up with a reason. So Steve's going to come up with another reason. Give me another reason why we're not talking about the Father. But he didn't relinquish it. He held the Shlichus, he didn't relinquish anything yet. Unless you're a Noah man.
Because it was the Mohel that was bringing him the base then.
But why is the father taking anyone to bed? The Rosh has dismissed the case. Case dismissed. There's no case, no leg to stand on in this case. Why not? So tell me why, even the lawyers. Who has the right to sue for stolen mitzvahs? Good. What did that define that properly?
The baby.
The baby. No. The caterer. No. Who? Owner of the train that goes around. No, who's the Valdavir? Wow. What do you mean the doing the mitzvah? Joe, I want to be exact. What do you mean? You mean the huh, but not the huh. You mean the Eisa mitzvah, not necessarily the Mekayimus mitzvah. We state that there's a knas of Rabbi Gamliel on if you steal somebody's intangible Eilumus al-Yoinim Kiyam HaMitzvah. The knas of Rabbi Gamliel's Elam Hazeh, if somebody was getting all reared up, they were hitting mukhram zumining, and they were getting their knives ready, getting their dirt ready, and you jumped in and you bowled them over, you took it, al zeh chivar Rabbi Gamliel eses uvim. We state that there ever was a knas chachamim on someone who gets a mitzvah without a ma'aser. And give me a name, give me a person who could potentially get a mitzvah, get a kiyam a mitzvah without a ma'aser mitzvah, what do we call him? We call him the Mishalech. That's exactly the Mishalech is. A Mishalech gets a kibbutz. If I appoint you to be Mafesh Truma, I get the kibbutz mitzvah and you get the Maisa mitzvah. That's why I just parenthetically take the bracha. Bracha is on Maisa mitzvah, not a kibbutz mitzvah. Knossos, according to the Ruvim, for Maisa mitzvah, not a kibbutz mitzvah. So if you go down that route, what I just said, then the whole shach, the whole ketzais, the whole thing, hakamika kol, is irrelevant. Because there never was a din Torah between the father and the moel and the ghana, because it wouldn't even make it into the books. And basically wouldn't even talk about that. You could only have, the only din Torah you can have is ghana versus moel. You can't have ghana versus father. The father doesn't have anything. If he's not doing the Baita Mitzvah, all he has is a Kima Mitzvah is not a din Torah. But that's a side question. It's still not the root, heart and soul of the issue. So everybody say? So the Ketzos just explained, the Rosh explained the Shach, that it's Nitan Le'amer, that there's no Shlichus from Hila. Rabbi Isai, why? We're skirting the issue, why not? Why is there no Shlichus from Hila? We have no idea why. Shlichus works in Kol Tarkuv, Kedushin, the Gerish, and Truma, Karba, everything under the sun. There's only one area of halacha that we've ever experienced where shlichus fails us, and that is mitzvah shebegufa. So l'chora, we have to connect the ktsais in Shinpei Beis to the ktsais back in wherever it was. Kufa, I forgot where it was. We have to connect those two ktsaisim and say, mistama, the conceptual problem, the reason ultimately preventing shlichus from taking effect in Shinpei Beis in Uchaz Mila. If the Shach and the Rosh and the Ketzos are right, we have a lot of hesitations. No one's got hesitations. We got a lot of hesitations. But we're going to give in to the Heiliger Rosh Shach Ketzos team that there's no Shlichus of Mila. We have to somehow link it to Mitzvah Shiva Gufo. How are we going to do that? What do you think? Is Mila Mitzvah Shiva Gufo? You are correct in the word guf, but I have to disagree with the diktuk on the gufo. Get the wrong guf. I'm talking about the father's guf, and you're talking about the baby's guf. I'm a father. Hayom al Abraham es itzchok b'no ben shu'an has yom him asher tzival so elokim chiyav al av lom l'spidei. No, the Gemara condition, that's the mock of the chiyav av lom l'spidei. Can anybody call that a mitzvah gufa? What do you think about that? Who here thinks that could potentially be somehow categorized as a mitzvah gufa?
Isn't there only a kiyum that only the father can get?
So let's think it through. How would we begin to categorize this mitzvah gufa? The only way we could do that is if we know what is the characteristic of mitzvah gufa. You tell me, what is the characteristic of mitzvah gufa? What is the fundamental, basic characteristic of mitzvah gufo? Depends on who you ask. Whether you ask the Tosfos Rid or the Ketzos. According to the Tosfos Rid, what is the debarkei, what is the distinguishing characteristic of mitzvah gufo? That there's what? That there's nothing what? That the Mishalech walks away with what? With nothing. And the Mishalech has nothing to show for, no paper with his name on it, no wife, no payrus that had taken away from him, no Korban Pesach on his name. He has nothing to show for. That's not Shlichus. That was Tosfos Rid. Remember, Tosfos disagreed with that. That's not true. You can have Shlichus with nothing to speak of. Shlichus not there. According to Tosfos, what was the distinguishing feature of Mitzvah Shiva Gufo? At the end of the day, Mitzvah said it best before. That mitzvah sheva guf are mitzvahs that require the guf adam. The tefillin has to be put on by it. It's not a mitzvah asiya, it's a mitzvah hamunach al gufi. And because of the rush of the dharm's cloud, that you can't say shlichus on milsa b'meila, your guf can't become transformed to be my guf. So according to the Tosfos Rid, the characteristic is nothing relating back to the Mishalech. According to Tosfos, the eker characteristic was the fact that it's a mitzvah that's guf related, and guf can't become a guf based on shlichus. Which one is Mila closer to? Which criteria of mitzvah guf does Mila meet? Does it meet the Tzoyse's definition of mitzvah shebegufo? I don't think so. I'm a father. I have to do a ma'isa mila on my child. So I did a ma'isa mila on my child. Who did it for me? The mother. The mother holds a knife. He did the cutting. I did a ma'isa mila on my child. What do you want from me? Where's the mila to the mela? What's on the mela? According to Tzoyse's Rid, what do I have to show for it? I have something in my body to show. I have something in my book to show. What do I have? I have a baby that's not an oral anymore. No, I don't think it's called to show. According to the Tosis Rid, it could be that Mila, in fact, qualifies as a mitzvah, Shebegufo. And if you really believe the Tosis Rid's definition is correct, then we may be in business to declare, to designate Mila as a mitzvah Shebegufo, and thereby Shlichus is not an option. Lefinius Daiti, at this stage of the sugya, having read the two Ketzoysim, if the Tosfos Rid would then come and tell me, by the way, this is why Mila is a mitzvah of a gufo, because of what I told you in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis, if the Tosfos Rid would say that, I would say kol hakavod. If the Ketzoys would say it to you, I would say I can't believe what I'm reading. But I said, guess what? Get ready for not to believe what you're reading. Hopefully, Mr. Shem, next week. I don't know which day it will be next week or whatever it'll be. So, as strange as it may sound, it is the Tzoyis in Siman Shin Pei Beis that tries to conceptualize the Shittas HaRosh V'HaShach by quoting none other than the Tosfos Rid, who he himself similarly rejected 150 Simanim earlier. Because there's no machlokes between the two. There you go. That's the answer to the solution. That's the solution to the problem. So, basically, hopefully, we'll get to continue to understand more about the issue between the Tzitzis and the Ketzais, how it plays out in Mila, and getting setting the stages for many, many, many things related to the Shlichus.